This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ethiopia's government on Monday declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict and as hundreds of thousands of people face the world's worst famine crisis in a decade. The ceasefire could calm a war that has destabilized Africa's second most populous country and threatened to do the same in the wider Horn of Africa, where Ethiopia has been seen as a key security ally for the West. It comes as the country awaits the results of national elections that Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed promoted as the centerpiece of reforms, which won him the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize. Since the fighting in Tigray erupted in November, Abiy's international reputation has suffered as the world struggles to investigate growing allegations of atrocities, including gang rape and forced starvation. Ethiopia's statement was carried by state media shortly after the Tigray interim administration, appointed by the federal government, fled the regional capital, Mekele, and called for a ceasefire on humanitarian grounds so that desperately needed aid can be delivered. Meanwhile, Mekele residents welcomed the arrival of Tigray forces. German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Monday continued to make the case for a face-to-face summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. She says a summit is the best way to address regional issues with him. This comes days after other European leaders rejected her proposal for such a meeting. Chancellor Merkel, along with French President Emmanuel Macron, proposed the summit idea during a European Union meeting in Brussels. Eastern European leaders say such a meeting would reward Putin for recent aggressive Russian behavior, such as cyber attacks or the deployment of troops along the border with Ukraine. EU leaders instead agreed to establish guidelines and conditions for a future summit. VOA News. Three separate hearings on criminal charges involving deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi took place Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. Suu Kyi's lawyer told journalists the first hearing involved two witnesses testifying on charges she violated the country's national disaster management law for breaking COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary election. In the second hearing, lawyer Kin Mong Zaw said the court sustained an objection to the defense team's cross-examination of a police officer in the case against Suu Kyi under the communications law on the grounds the question may affect the court's verdict. The final hearing involved charges she violated the country's export-import law. Kin Mong Zaw said the hearings have been adjourned until next Monday, July 5th. The 76-year-old Suu Kyi has been detained since February 1st. That's when her civilian government was overthrown, nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy Party scored a landslide electoral victory. Hong Kong's government says it will ban all passenger flights from the UK starting Thursday. The UK flight ban comes as Hong Kong seeks to curb the spread of new variants of the coronavirus. The U.S. Supreme Court declined on Monday to reconsider a major transgender rights case, letting stand a lower court ruling that a Virginia school district acted unlawfully by refusing to let a transgender male use a bathroom at his high school in accord with his gender identity. The justices decided not to hear an appeal of a 2020 ruling by the federal appellate court based in Richmond, Virginia, that had gone against school officials and in favor of transgender student Gavin Grimm. The court gave no explanation for the ruling, but two of its most conservative justices, Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas, were in favor of hearing the case. The ruling was a victory for sexual minority advocates. Grimm, who graduated in 2017, sued his school 2 years before that when it issued a policy to stop him from using a bathroom that corresponded to his gender identity. The school instead told him to use a unisex bathroom, which Grimm said left him feeling stigmatized and isolated. His lawyer said the school board decision violated the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution and a U.S. law that bans discriminations in schools on the basis of gender. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet said on Monday released the results of a year-long study on systemic racism around the world. She called on nations to adopt a transformative agenda to uproot the problem. In a release, the UN Human Rights Office said its report was initiated a year ago in the wake of George Floyd's death at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.